Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, whatever you're going through on live today.
Today, we are here.
We are here. How are you feeling, Hero?
I feel like singing.
You feel like singing? You want to try doing the chord little thingy? Or not even a chord, but like we can just mess around right now. No, but it's been a long time since I've seen you guys or talked to you guys. Are you okay, Hero? Are you doing okay?
Internally.
Internally?
No.
Okay. But externally.
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. And then you, Tweety?
It's all going to shit.
All right. Well, for today's episode, we have...
Way to stay positive.
Stop. we are going to be playing a little game. And what that game is... Well, Hero had this little card game, right? And it's basically... a way to like get to know your friends better on a deeper level.
It's called Let's Get Deep Friend Edition.
Man, we couldn't find any friends, so we had to play with us three.
Questions for friends, so it's kind of hard to play with y'all.
Yeah. So the way it works is there are three levels, right? The first level will be Tweety with the icebreakers. And then the second level will go with Hero, the level of deep. And then we go straight to deeper. And we're going to... finally see NG going deep in this, all right? So, Tweety, without any further ado, you may go with your first icebreaker. And like I said, these are questions. We're all going to answer the same question. And if you hear one of us cry, it's okay. You're here to support us through the web, through your ears. This is between us, 4, 5, 6, whoever listening with us today. So,
all 10 of y'all.
Let's go, Tweety.
What is your worst dog death in the movie?
Oh my God, stop it.
All right. What was your first car? Or what would you like to be your first car?
Well,
I said that wrong, but the question is the same.
Okay. Well, I guess here you go first.
What would I want my first car to be?
No. What was your first car?
My
and
first
then, what would you like your first car to be?
Whoa, my first car was a Mercury Milan.
Mercury Milan. R.I.P.
R.I.P. I freaking crashed it like a dumb bitch. And when I was little, I always wanted a Mustang.
That was your first car?
Yeah.
Like the horse or the car?
The horse. No, now the car, yeah, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Now I want a Ford Raptor.
Ford Raptor.
I know that wasn't part of the question, but yeah, throw that in.
Oh, that's okay. Throw whatever you want in there. Yeah, it's our game.
Just waste time.
Stop.
All right, Oscar.
For me, my first car is still my first car. soon, hopefully, I'm going to get a second car. But my first car was a 1998 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And believe it or not, I purchased it from Hero's dad, the real MVP. The reason why I liked it so much was just the fact that he trusted me enough to, like, you know, payments. And it lasted me a long time, but I think I'm ready for a new chapter. But for me, my dream first car would have been, and this is like brand new, a Ford Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking love Ford Rangers, just the way they are, how they look, how they feel, it was great.
And the
way
they smell.
Yeah. So that's my dream car. Tweety?
First car is still my first car.
Would it be original?
2015 Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, wow, it was copying me. But hey, I had it first, actually, so. But dream car would be...
Dream
car.
Dreams. Yeah. Yeah. I once had a dream, then I got shot dead.
All right, so. Tell us your car.
Yeah, what was your dream first car?
I was letting it go off.
Oh, sorry.
Pop off queen.
It was a Mustang. 20,
oh, not 20. So original.
Copying both of us.
1965 Mustang.
Oh, never mind. That's nice.
Yeah. To be crazy, like, God, we're going to live to see those cars be 100 years old.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Not you. Not just kidding. Pull out a gun.
So you thought.
Do you want to do an icebreaker?
Yeah, I did an icebreaker. That was kind of interesting.
I'm not broken yet. I'm just kidding.
I'm not crying.
The ice is still there. Ooh. This is boring. What was your favorite food growing up?
Well, Hero was not vegetables. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably like Manteca. Cereal's favorite.
Okay. Anything Mexican with chamoy? I was getting
it. Oh, yeah. Anything chamoy and manteca?
I think it's probably the same.
Chamoy and manteca?
No. Same as it is now.
Oh, what is it?
Salsa chorizo con tortillas de harina. Papi.
Stop. They're making me blush over here. No, I was kidding. What, the hair thing like that? Stop. I think for me growing up, my favorite food was everything. So I was a fat ass. And I was kidding.
Look at me.
No.
It's easier listening with foods I didn't like.
I think it would have to be pizza growing up.
That's a solid choice.
Yeah. Nothing about fake Italian food, like, you know, Americanized.
Nothing like Americanized Italian food.
And you?
Have to be like Kim Song General Tso's.
Oh. Mm.
You've been so.
No, that was just funny.
You didn't eat any of the carrots or snow peas or anything, but
it's that
Kim Sun in Houston.
Oh, by the freeway.
Yeah. Where your dad took us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it was good there. I liked it. Yeah. It was pretty.
I wanna go again. Where should go?
Right now?
Orange chicken too.
Right now?
Dude, yeah. Right now? I don't have money.
That's okay, me either. Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Maybe tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Thursday. Friday. I was kidding. All right, next question on it. You're too easy.
Oh.
And the ice is cracking. The ice is crashing. Crashing. Cracking.
Nevada.
Stop.
Oh. I just realized what you said. Have you ever collected anything? If so, what?
Pop heads.
I love collecting things.
Pop heads.
I collect.
Not vegetables.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, did you ever watch VeggieTales growing up? No, I was kidding.
No,
it was Meat Tales.
It was Chamoy Tales. I think I tells it. Okay, go.
I collect Pokemon coins. I've collected Amiibos. Yeah. I collect dice. I collect pop heads. Comic books.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things. What? Say it.
Damn, the way the whole table jiggles.
Say it.
Anyways, you
say it.
No, stop it. Tweety, what did you collect growing up?
A few other things.
Did you even collect anything besides fish? Oh, well, I guess.
No.
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
My first like collection probably be like tech decks.
Oh,
I collected those. I had a bunch too. Of those. I collected Mighty Beans too. You remember
the
Mighty Beans?
Oh my god, I do remember the Mighty Beans.
Wow. Freaking cute.
I remember them. But
it's the little bean bonitos.
They're like pill shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like roll around and everything. Dude, I would collect a lot of things.
Okay. All right. Well, that was. These icebreakers were kind of like. All right, let's go a little bit.
What are you collecting?
I said pop heads.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Not even when you're. What? Like different things when you were younger?
Puppets
are kind of modern. So.
Okay, so when I was younger, I had a comic book collection, and then I sold all of it.
Oh, yeah.
We did, as a whole family, though, not really just me, though, we collected all the movies, physical copies. Like, every time we liked a movie, we would go purchase it. I'm doing that now, but mainly with, like, Spider-Man-related stuff. So, yeah, it is what it is. Cool. What was it? I do want to start, besides Yu-Gi-Oh!, I don't want to start a game collection. I feel like I don't have any games. Mm. And when I started out, when like I got Doomlings, I was like, oh man,
okay,
like,
Doomlings.
Yeah. Recommend Doomlings, though. And Here to Slay. Oh, yeah, recommend. Sponsor us. No, I was kidding. And then, yeah, currently it's Pop Heads and mainly Yu-Gi-Oh cards, though. But whatever. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I have a Pokemon card collection.
That doesn't count. No, I was kidding.
Another one?
Yeah, let's keep going.
You're going deeper.
Okay. That's what she said.
This one's spicy.
Spicy.
Ooh.
What was the first cell phone you had?
Oh my gosh.
That was the Gravity.
Mine had the little, like, you slide it. Yeah,
mine was a Gravity 2.
But I always wanted the. What was the one that.
Sidekick?
Like, yeah, the Sidekick. I always wanted a Sidekick.
Those are cool.
But mine was like a simple. Oh no, I had a flip phone first. I lied. And then I had this slide. You like turn to the side and have like a keyboard and you slide it open. We had a similar phone in middle school, but I don't know if that was your first phone.
No. My first one was a. Back before AT&T bought it, it was still Singular.
Oh, wow.
And the little prepaid phones, it was like a little egg. And
well,
you couldn't do anything on it other than just call. And I think there was. Hey, we like managed text.
To text though, brother.
I had to push the numbers. No, I had a flip phone for a little bit, and then I had a keyboard after that, so I didn't have to
like a whole computer. I was gonna go.
Oh yeah,
just carry a laptop,
a typewriter.
Oh yeah. All right, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, let's change it up.
Change it up with Hero going deep.
Yeah. Let's go deep.
I'll go deep.
And okay. Ooh, you don't like it?
Wait. Let me do one more because 5 is a good number.
All right, let's do 5.
All
right. I saw your 5th when you put up that card. I'm curious what you have to ask everybody.
Have you done or would you do a triathlon? Hell no.
A triathlon?
I would like to.
I would like to attempt it.
Capable. I would like to be able to do one. But.
Yeah. No, I think in general, like if I was ever in that physique or the close to it, I would like to try just to see myself fail. But I want to see what I can do and what I obviously can't do. So I was like, bro.
I could do the swimming.
Bro, you get eaten by a guppy.
Oh my God. All right. Let's go, Hero. Let's go deep.
All right. Sure you want me to do this one?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it's really bad, then we shouldn't do it.
That's not bad. I just can't think of anything.
Okay.
Okay, it says play a round of
F,
Mary, kill. The player who pulled the card chooses the people.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Can I come back to it?
I would do it right now.
I can't think of anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, I could think of someone.
Thought of like 50 people already.
Come on, man. I take over?
Yeah.
Take over. So.
No.
No?
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Ready? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you mind if I say like the character? I know their names, but okay.
Characters.
We're going for Marvel.
Oh.
Okay. Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have what's her name? Rachel McAdams. Okay. And then we have Scarlett Johansson.
Oh my goodness, so hard. I'm so hard.
Okay. I'm so hard.
So remember, F, marry, and kill. You have to pick one for each one.
Does ScarJo still have that STD?
Stop. I think I would kill. Oh, wait. Hold on. I don't want to kill anybody. No.
I would kill Elizabeth Olsen.
This was too much. We can't do this. we can't do this.
We got too far.
Me personally, I would kill Scarlett.
That's weird. They do like the opposite.
Yeah.
I would kill McAdams.
You son of a
bitch. Wow. Only because,
character wise.
Okay, the F.
If we were talking about Sherlock Holmes, McAdams. Be a different story, but we're not.
We're talking about Mean Girls. I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
No, for me. Okay, so I killed Scarlett. I would probably marry. You know what? I would probably. I would.
All right, we're running out of time.
Okay, I would. I would F Elizabeth Olsen and then marry Rachel McAdams. I have to.
Kill Elizabeth Olsen, F. Scarlett Johansson, and marry Rachel McAdams.
Oh, she's mine.
No way.
And then you?
I would. F. Olsen.
Oh, I thought you were pointing at me. I was like, I'm
out. I thought I was the list.
You didn't say no. And then marry Scarlett Johansson.
Wow. All right.
I like that.
That was a good one.
Those are 3 good picks. Good job.
I'm sad, but okay.
I know. I didn't want to kill anybody.
Was it a good choice? Or those three?
It was. It was really hard.
I know I was. All right.
Same.
Next question on it.
All right. Ooh. How would you describe your parents' generation?
I mean, I want to say they were on Earth. I was kidding.
They're for sure in this
They
galaxy.
Were there for sure. Yeah.
My mom's generation, like,
they existed.
Well, one of my parents was there for me. I was kidding.
Fucking bitch.
Anyways, like, as a whole generation, like, as a.
Yeah.
This is kind of weird because our parents are all from different generations, I think.
Are they?
Well, how old is your mom, if you don't mind me asking?
My mom's like 53, 54, maybe.
Okay. Ours are closer than.
My mom is 47.
His mom is like. would say a different generation.
Really? I don't think so.
No, I mean, no? They're only 7 years apart, no? Seven, yeah. 6 years apart? No, that's fine.
It's like, was it 10, 12 years per generation?
I don't know. I guess I just feel like your mom's younger.
I mean, she is, but...
I think like the vibes. The
vibes. Yeah, oh, for sure. But...
I feel like, well, with my mom in general, I feel like... I feel like as a whole, like going on, like what's going on in the world right now, I feel like it was simpler. It was easier. Mm-hmm. I know they've gone through stuff. Right. But I think compared to now, like look at the like economy, like the prices, stuff yeah. like that. So I feel like, but I mean, it can just be adapting to the generation, but like to the time going by. But I feel like there was more, I think it was more. How do I say this? Like worry free, I guess. You know, it's more easier to make a living and survive compared to what it is now. I feel like it's harder now.
I would say the same thing. Like my parents thrived. Like I'm 28. My they were already on their second child. Mm-hmm. You know, the house and everything.
Yeah.
Like it's so weird. Like my dad was 22 when he had my sister, my big sister.
Oh, David?
Yeah.
I was kidding you.
DW. he's been listening to them, so he's going to hear.
Oh, that. No.
So it's they thrived a lot. They did really well.
Just because themselves. I know it's harder for us to buy a house now compared to how it is to buy it back then.
It's very common right now to live with your parents until you're 30.
I mean, look at Leche. I was kidding you.
You need to move out, Leche. What a Leche. Like Nessa too. My Nessa getting old. Leche.
And you? How do you think your parents, you know, because they both talk to you, so.
I have to deal with your fat ass.
Separate room, though. I'm just kidding. Two different Christmases.
Yeah, two different Christmases, two different birthdays.
Wow, we all have like different.
Yeah, but
like,
I want to have one birthday regardless.
Situation. Different layouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Hiro's parents are together and thriving. No jokes, but like that's really good. Mm-hmm. And then Tweety's parents are sadly aren't together, but they still, you know, interact with you. And then, you know, sadly my father is in the picture, but my mom's been doing great. But, you know, yeah, it's just different how like we could downgrade. No, I was kidding. No, I'm kidding. But like, you know, yeah.
You're not the shortest one has the best.
Stop.
It's not my phone.
And you need to eat the vegetables? No, I was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
But no, yeah, like it's crazy how like, we get to experience that though, like it's crazy, like how like different our lives can be.
I was kidding. What's also, like really crazy is like how close we were living together.
No, it's not that crazy. No, I was kidding.
Actually, I believe it. So. But like you were just down the street the whole time.
I know.
Then, like it would have been so easy for us to just like hang out when we were kids, but we had no idea. Like
back when we were kids.
Yeah.
We just won every day.
Shut up. actually, that was one of the things that my mom got from the old teacher. Like that, she said that we needed to like get together, have a play date, and all that. Oh shit!
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Have a play date and all that, and I forgot the reason. I think she lost the number and all that stuff. So that's why we lost
each other. It wasn't time for us to it be wasn't friends. Time
yet. That's so a funny story.
We had to develop.
Knew each other.
Oh, yeah, in pre-K, and then we separated for elementary, and then we reunited in intermediate. Yeah,
I still remember spent that first night I spent here.
With me?
Just us three. Yeah.
That wasn't me. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine.
Oh, yeah, your mom gave us like $20.
Oh, yeah, we didn't tell you.
My mom paid you. I was sick with my friends.
Actually, she missed her payment this week.
Oh, God, she's still going.
Actually, I have to take this one.
This is actually mine.
It's collateral.
It's funny.
But yeah, podcast was your mom's idea, not mine.
I would just go off what y'all said. Like, the time that we're living in now, it's just harder for us. And then I feel like they don't understand that also.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, able to access things.
I
thought I would be easier. Like
out of the house. I wanted to be out of the house already.
Me too.
And it's just like
I moved out. Well, for college, but I moved out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't count that just because
I know. But it was
temporary.
I was trying to say that.
Oh, sorry. Go.
When I left, off, it made me
brag.
You know, that whole living alone thing. And then when I moved back, I was like, I wish I was still moved out. Yeah. Like, I love my parents, but it sucks.
It's having your own sense of, like, space. Independency and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. I get that. I get that a lot. I get it. No, I was kidding.
I heard you the first time.
I feel you.
All right, let's question it.
Next question.
Next question.
That was a good long one.
She said.
Come on.
Oh, she said. No, I was gonna,
That's also what she said.
All right. Which of your friends have you known the longest?
Tweety.
How do you think your friendship has changed over time?
So my longest friend is Tweety, if you didn't know. I think our friendship changed when I went to Kingsville. I feel like we are more gay now. No, I was kidding. No, stupid. No,
we're way more experimental.
No, but like on a serious note, not like for real, like nothing has changed in the sense of like we were able to like be apart for like so long, and then whenever we hang out or whatever, it was just like
good old times.
Like instincts. Like we didn't have to like. There was no awkwardness. There was no stuff like that. I mean, it was.
The only thing I would say is that.
All right. I was kidding. I was kidding.
It was trash. And I'm just kidding. No. It's like we didn't get to experience a lot of that stuff together.
Mm.
So that kind of sucked.
Like the college stuff?
Yeah. College life. Like going out for our first drinks. I was 21. Like getting 21.
I was 22.
Yeah. Fucking old ass man.
Isn't that weird? I started drinking when I was 22.
I started drinking when I was 19.
That's what I'm saying. That's when I was 18.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I had just turned 19. And then my sister was like, here's a whiskey.
Dang.
And I was like, thanks, I needed this. No, it was because I just got friend zoned, so I really needed it.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
More, aren't you when they still friends? No, I was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Your friends on her.
No, that's who it was.
Oh, gosh.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Dang money. Oh.
No, but other than that, like, I feel like we missed out on a lot of milestones because we were separate.
Yeah.
Other than that, like you said, like, it just went back to normal as soon as he came back or whenever we'd visit each other.
Yeah. I like that.
Even though y'all didn't visit me that much. Just saying.
Well, you have to understand that, like, I didn't get my Jeep till like late 2020.
Yeah, so it's your fault, basically.
And then.
I didn't always have a car either.
No, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of times where, honestly.
Are you going to pay for my gas? 4 hours of driving?
The drive, I think the drive, even like just coming home to visit, was starting to become like a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
And like.
Oh, for y'all, yeah.
For me, especially like with band, like, because I was a music major, it was so hard to leave. Like, Dario had the luxury to leave early in the morning, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I being a music major was, like, so hard and so strict that, like, we couldn't miss anything. And so, like, on Fridays, we would have practice or whatever. And then for trombones, we had rehearsal on Sunday night at 7 or 8, but we had to be there, like, before the warm-up or whatever. So, for me, it started coming home late Friday, basically having Friday night and then Saturday and then leaving Sunday morning by 3 the latest. So that's why, like, if it wasn't a long holiday, like, I wouldn't come home. Yeah. It just sucked ass.
It wasn't
like,
worth anything. It,
yeah,
much.
It wasn't really.
To see me or whatever?
No, it wasn't. No, I was thinking. Because there's so much you can do in one day, you know? And it's like, I'd rather make it count where, like, I come and it's, like, a long weekend. And then we do stuff and then go back. But, you know, trombones and all that bullshit.
Yeah. I only had 2 hours. It took, like, an hour and 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Hour and a half, depending on if we're speeding.
Next question?
No, you're next.
Your oldest friend?
Yeah, your oldest friend.
Oh. probably Omar.
Omar. Oh, okay.
Omar Martinez. I've known him since we were like in fifth grade.
Did you bully him too?
Yes.
Took a paper at him? No, I was kidding. And how has your friendship changed, if it did?
I think when I left to college,
like...
we kind of drifted apart.
Like two icebergs?
Yeah. No, the main thing is just that he was moving on with his life. Mm-hmm. You know, he found a girl, then he got married, now he has a kid, now he's on the process of getting a house. Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
I got left behind, like, in that aspect of, like...
doing of life and that. Your friends?
Yeah.
Also, we held you back. So just,
No. I mean, it's all on me, but I didn't get to do that with him, like, or like most likely
will like get he said married. He, wait, like he get married with him that.
Exactly
right? He yeah, missed out on a lot
I
of things
I missed out on that. And I mean, I don't know if I stayed here it would have been the same. It right. could have mm-hmm. where I found a girl and I also been married and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know if it would have happened the same, but yeah. So but like
alternate universe hero
leaving
he's taller huh?
leaving oh, and then coming handsome. Back to him, you know, being married, having a kid and all that. It's just like, damn,
oh shit.
You know,
yeah, that realization that could have mm-hmm. been you at this moment, this time. No, I get that. I get 100%. That's question one. Is it what? Three? Two?
This three. Is the third one. Fourth one, if you count that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Name a song that makes you think of one of your friends. This one's easy for me, for Oscar specifically. Of
like, I guess reminds me of you.
Yeah, it reminds me of you.
Oh,
you of
no, at one of your friends.
Like one song, or like just
a song.
Just pick a song for each other, basically.
Friend. Okay, well, for me, I've always I don't know why it is like became wired into my brain, but just like Suburban Rhythm by by Robic Fish. But like just because in general, ska reminds me of you for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I think of I hear ska, I think of all hero, and then Tweety says otherwise. But you know, in high school, middle school, like the one thing that we bonded over, like a mutual group that we liked, besides when we're in public and room file, was like the script. Mm-hmm. And he showed me the script, and I was like, oh yeah, like this was really good. And so when I hear the script, I just remember like, oh, like yeah, that's Tweety, because that was the one group that we both liked equally, in a sense. Like he had his favorite music and I had mine.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I like his taste and he likes some of my taste, but like that one band was like the connecting point. And then the one I'm not moving, that one, like that one was like really good. Like I can't really know.
Man Who Can't Be Moved.
Yeah, that one was fucking
classic.
Yeah, that's that song specifically reminds me of you.
All right.
For
hero, I would say something similar. Ska band, just because that's how I really that's how I like really yeah. met you is when I joined Carmageddon.
Yeah, you're right, because our like I was saying, our first sleepover was after a Carmageddon concert.
Yeah.
I don't know what song.
I don't have a specific song for you, but for yours is Secrets by One Republic.
Oh yes, Daddy.
Always reminds me
by of Daddy. Daddy Ryan.
For Oscar, I was gonna say, damn, I forgot the name. It's from Native though, because we went to the concert.
Counting Stars.
Oh yeah,
that one. That one's a good one. Yeah, I'll just go with that.
Let's just go with that one.
Counting Stars. One Republic.
Colors. And Bridges. I Lived.
That one too. Just because you like obsessed over that one for a little bit.
I think Native was my favorite album of theirs. Their sophomore album. No, not the sophomore. Their junior.
It's like the third?
Yeah, it's the third one.
Here, I would say one of the songs that we covered.
Mm.
Everything Sucks, maybe.
Cut off
first. Superman.
99 Red Balloons reminds me of you because we would do the drumstick bit thingy. Remember?
I would pass you a drumstick. Give you the drumstick, yeah.
That reminds me of you.
Oh, right, right.
That reminds me of you.
You know what, Ted Bagger? Reminds me of you was Carmen Gettin. No, I was kidding.
Oh, man.
Our Sound.
Nice song right there, man. We should have perfected that song.
We should have. That was like a.
We should have perfected a lot of things.
That I think Our Sound was overall, take away the mistakes from the trumpet. I'm just kidding. back to back. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But take away from like all the tuning and stuff like that, I feel like as a whole, like our sound was like our best song.
Fucking like, savage, bro.
I don't know why I said 2 name intro, but I was kidding. No, but like I think not to be mean or anything, but like we didn't have like the best people in each section. Like trombone struggled, trumpet really struggled. You know, like Axel, our singer, like he didn't want to sing, but he felt like he had to. And then, well, like Eric was in the bass, right?
Yeah.
But like Axel, for the most part, had good songs. Like he wrote good songs, he wrote good lyrics. And I just hated the fact that we couldn't find someone to, deliver the lyrics the way he wanted to. But like our sound was like really good. I think it was underrated.
Yeah.
If we would have just made that our like best song ever, it would have been great. But the fucking trumpets, you know, I'm telling you. The one recording we fucking had. But anyways, I think we should go to our deeper. Yeah, we did four, right?
That's fine.
Yeah,
no, no, do one more.
So okay, all right, let's go. We'll stay. We're talking too much. We'll do deep one more time. Okay.
What is your favorite photo of you and your friends?
That was an easy one. That was a good one. Hero made this a wonderful face, and it's just our favorite picture of all time.
Daddy? You would be the one to fucking draw that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. As soon as I finished this freaking question, I was like, oh.
We'll put it on the Knees Garlic Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it on our page.
Yeah, we should.
That's a good idea.
Funny.
To see if y'all actually listen to the episode.
No, all right, let's go deeper.
All right, that was a good one. Okay, first question, y'all name. Have you ever pretended to like something just so you wouldn't hurt someone's feelings, and what was it?
Hero. No, I'm just kidding.
Whose feelings were you hurting? Me?
You.
There have been
progression series.
Stop. Wow, you made me cry right now, bro.
I think for me there has been multiple times where like I'm not saying I'm the best at this either, and don't come at me, but there's times where like in college where people would be like, oh, like, you know, I can sing or whatever, and then they'll sing for me and I'm like, wow, that's really good, like that was, you know, you did a great job, and I'm just like, oh my god, you know. But I mean, I don't say anything because I'm like, who am I to judge? Yeah. But yeah, like overall, like stuff like that. Or like.
Yeah, who the fuck do you think you are, Christina Aguilera?
I mean, I do have an album. I just want to listen to whatever. Oscar Real Music.
It's in the description.
But yeah, I think like that. Other than that, I'm pretty honest about people. Like,
I can't think of anything, if I'm being honest.
If not, we can like add another one in the end. You?
I pretended. I feel like I didn't really have to.
All right, we won't count this one question.
No, they count it.
Okay.
Because you said
Next question on it.
Mm-hmm.
In what ways might you be privileged?
I think having both parents. I feel.
All right.
No, for real. All
right, let's just go. We'd rub it in our
face. No.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to our episode. We're just going to go cry in our room now. Well, I'm in my room, but whatever. Nah, for real.
Go. I'll go cry half and half.
No, it's because.
No, wait, yeah. Guys, no.
For real,
way.
Listen.
Wait, I'm better than you.
I'm privileged.
Privilege doesn't mean better.
I know, but fro, and go.
So privileged of you to say.
Not fro, go.
Yeah, sure? Go on two parents.
No, fro, go.
What about you?
No, go, fro.
No,
yeah. No, I don't want to anymore.
No, say it.
Not fro, bro. We're just kidding.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Okay, fine, I'll go.
No bullshit.
Hero,
just go.
Let's go. Yeah, just go. Well, I will not say anything anymore when you answer your question. I don't know about him.
I might smirk.
Okay, go. No, for
more
go.
Part of the podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, go.
No, I would just say that because a lot of my friends, like, didn't grow up, like, their parents didn't, their parents' situation wasn't the same as mine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of broken homes, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, someone had a step-parent, their parents were separated, or one of the parent figure wasn't there, like, 90% of my friends weren't like me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was the odd one out. Or at least it felt like.
In a good way?
In a good way, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I feel like I was privileged to have both my parents there and together. Like, I grew up in a household that is just both of them. It's always been both of them. Nothing's ever been, like, weird or anything like that.
Yeah.
Is it ever weird? Because sometimes your dad, like, works different states for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They've just been together for what, almost 30, over 30 years now.
Damn.
So it's like that.
You're
I do,
almost
I do
30
feel,
years.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I do feel privileged to have. Mm-hmm. It feels good, you know, but it also makes me feel sad that, you know, a lot of my friends didn't have that. They didn't grow up like I did.
Yeah. No, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
Well, for me, it was just to go off of Hero. Because my parents didn't get divorced until like I was kind of old already.
Mm-hmm.
So my childhood was other than like going to like the arguments and all that stuff. But so I had a little bit of it. So I can't say like I'm not Oscar's level. Oscar's way, like.
Thanks.
No, just kidding. No, in terms of.
In terms of anything, really, it doesn't have to be like parent stuff.
Yeah.
Jinx. I don't know.
What about you, Oscar?
I think for me, now take away like the whole parent thing, stuff like that. You know, in a way, I do feel privileged in the sense of like, I feel like even though growing up and even like to this day, like there are a lot of things I didn't have or I don't have, but yet my, like my mom was still able to give me stuff that she didn't have like growing up. And there was times where like, you know, I know there's people that, you know, once they're 18, like they're out of the house or they're independent. And I know for sure, like there's people that won't even take their kids back to the homes, you know, or won't help them out. And despite my mom being a single parent, you know, like she still like,
did a lot more.
She did like a lot for me. And, you know, there was times where she could have been like, no, you're like, I'm 27 and I'm still at home, but she'd have been like, you know, you need to get out or whatever. I did have, I mean, I was able, I mean, she bought me stuff growing up and, you know, and like I have a, you know, I have a house, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm privileged in that way.
Yeah.
Or I'm in a house. And so there's things that like people are like, are complaining. And I complain too. I'm not saying I don't complain. Like I'm not perfect, but I do sit back and realize like, oh, well, I don't have this, but you know, I do have this.
Yeah.
And there's people in the world that don't have what I have, even to an extent. And so I feel like recently, as I'm getting older, like once I hit like my mid or even like in my 20s in general, I started to like appreciate more of what I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I'm saying like another thing too, like my car, like the Jeep, like there's people that don't even have cars at this age yet.
Mm.
And you know, like, yeah, the Jeep, you know, has problems, but it got me to this day safely, you know. Mm-hmm. And
sort of.
And so I mean, but like, you know, I'm able to like, you know, experience having a car, and there's people that don't. I mean, there's like lots of things.
There's a lot of little things.
I can, it all adds up though, but
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just, I got lucky. Even, I mean, even though, like I said, she was a single parent, like a lot of it came from her, and she always told me, like, do better for your kids, you know, try to do your best for your kids. And so I know now when I have kids, if I have kids, I didn't have this growing up, I'm doing my best to make sure they have it. So, I mean, I guess that way I'm kind of privileged, but. That's question on it.
All right.
Is there anything you regret saying no to? Ooh, this is kind of deep for me a little bit.
Saying no.
I'll go first. What y'all
go
think?
Ahead. Yeah.
So in recent years, back to the parents thing. I know I keep bringing this up, right? But I recently met my dad, you know, older, you know, 25. But there was an incident or an instance where my cousin had a wedding, right? And I was like still a kid or like a preteen or whatever. And they told me that my dad was at the wedding, right? And they were like, oh, like, hey, like your dad's here. Like he wants to meet you or whatever. And like, do you want to talk to him? You want to meet him? And I was like so upset. I said, no, I don't want to meet him. I don't want to talk to him, whatever. And then I got so emotional over that. And my... Because it was my tia that asked me, and she was shocked that I said no. And my mom saw how sad I was, so then we left. And we left the thing right there. And to this day, like even though I met him recently, could my life have been different if I just said yes, let me talk to him, let me see what he has to say back then, you know. But me being stubborn, I was like, no, I don't want to. And it makes me think, like, if I would have talked to him at that age younger, would things have been different? Would, like... Not really, like, be in my life, but, like, would he be more involved in, like, just keeping touch? Or, like, you know, would he... You know, like, there's lots of things that I wish, like, I would know or that I knew. But, yeah, that moment, that was, like, at least 15 years later after that that I met him. So, like, in those 15 years, could things have been different? I don't know. But it's kind of crazy to think about it. But, yeah, this is getting deeper, huh?
For real, this game delivers.
This game is so saucy. And you?
I legit can't think of anything.
No, and you? Like, this is Oscar. Podcast.
I know there is some. It's not like I've.
But you can't think of it like right now.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't big enough for me to remember.
That's what you said.
Hey, that's what she told me.
Oh.
Hey.
And you, Tweety? Anything? You have something.
You don't want to say
it. You don't want to say it?
It's a little personal. Too deep, yeah.
Oh, too deep.
What is the next card? Next pile is...
It's starting to hurt.
Oh, shit.
We'll give him the liquor.
You want me to...
Yeah, I'm gonna skip. I mean, the liquor.
Get the liquor.
I'm going to skip it, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're knowing who I am as a
unless you got the whiskey.
I do not have the whiskey. Name one thing you are proud to have accomplished in life.
Damn, I can't think of anything.
Probably graduating college.
Can't relate.
Wow, I had to throw it in our fucking faces. Two parents and a degree.
Sorry, I'm successful.
Not even with the same job. I know. With the same job, the bitch.
Oscar makes more money than me now.
I think winning a trophy from his garlic tournament.
Oh, yeah. Winning 5 trophies.
Honestly, that is more valuable than my college degree.
I won 2, but I let them win. I was kidding. I don't want to keep taking all the trophies. No, but for real, I think accomplishment would be like surviving this long in life. I'm just kidding.
You're about to accomplish something really big.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
What are you about to get?
What I'm about to get?
Yeah.
Please don't say this, dick.
Wait. Why am I naked? Now I was a car?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good accomplishment, bro.
Man.
I haven't even done that.
But you have to do that. I mean, do that. Oh, you have
shit.
Sorry, you have 2 parents.
What is a Kia Rio to 2 parents?
I know, right now. Is it going to hug me like a... No.
I still feel like I'm waiting for that accomplishment.
The car?
No.
Oh.
Like something to accomplish?
You should ask out that friend you've been seeing.
Oh, yeah.
For like accomplish having a girlfriend.
5 years.
You were accomplished getting some bitches? All through college?
All right.
No.
We're going to go ahead and end it with one more question, okay? Not that one, because that one's not even a good question.
Okay, we're skipping along.
Brought to you by Anya O's. Do you still have hemorrhoids after that one episode? Oh, okay. In what ways, final one, in what ways have you changed over the past few years? I think you're still a little bitch. No, I was kidding. I feel like we've all changed, but I'm going to see what y'all think.
I think I have changed in
where you pass out.
I feel like I've lost some of my patience that I used to have. Mm-hmm. I feel like I used to be more patient.
Mm-hmm. I see them.
And I get more irritated at like little things now.
It affects your training.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That wasn't impatient with you.
Oh, look, he's getting... There he goes.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you, Tweety? It's okay. Take your time.
It's too deep.
It's too deep. Like,
it's too deep.
Anything? Nothing? We can't end it with a blank answer.
This sounds bad, but...
It's okay. We're all here together with our fans of 3. Manny Dario, but whatever. Dario changed a lot, by the way.
Yeah, he did. He's fake.
He got me even more fake.
Oh, you're right.
Nah, Dario doesn't want to hang out with me anymore, so just whatever. Kidding. That's him being fake. I guess you're right. No, I was kidding.
You should hang out at the gym or something?
No, I talked to him like once. So. Oh. Anything?
I feel like I've gotten more negative.
Negative?
Less optimistic.
I see it.
That I feel like I'm getting more broken. Every day.
Oh, shit, dog. You got a fucking emo boy over here.
It's not a Vegas.
Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again. All right. I see it, though. I don't like it, but I see it. I still accept you for who you are. I hear it.
You do complain a lot.
Why do you complain? Part 2. No, I was kidding.
To deal with it.
I guess. Tweet intervention. No, I was kidding.
This whole podcast was for you because we got to this point.
Yeah. So like, come on.
You complain.
Why do you complain? What makes you broken? Like, why do you feel broken inside?
This goes back to the accomplishment one.
Oh, my God.
my goodness.
You don't have towns, right? It's okay. Because we are now going to be doing something different. We're going to go ahead and grab our dice.
Wait, you didn't answer the question.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What did you say?
You didn't say anything.
And we're going to roll for the song of the week. No, I was kidding. Oh, I mean, I guess for me, we have to go back to me. And I was kidding. No, but I've learned a lot over the past few years. And a lot of it has to be with, like, I do say more on what's on my mind if I feel like what I'm going through is wrong. I guess I speak my mind more clearly. Yeah. And what's it called? I do notice that, like, I'm less trusting of people, but because of what I've been through in college, and what else. But I'm just more like I don't care, like, what you think of me or what you said about me, because at the end of the day, and I always remember this quote from my grandma. She's like, whether someone hates you or someone likes you, if they're talking about you, take it as a compliment, because they're taking the time out of their day to think about you and talk about you.
Yeah.
And so whenever people, and I don't really care if I'm liked, but like, so if people have stuff to say about me, I'm like, well, you can, you know, but I don't, I used to care a lot, but now I really don't, just because at the end of the day, like, I can't control what people say. I can't make them say nice things about me, and I can't be like, oh, well. Then that leads to, like, people changing their ways and trying to please people. And I don't really, like, care about pleasing people. And that's just me.
That's some wise words from your grandma.
Yeah. So, word of advice from niece garlic grandma.
It's like, on some real shit.
If someone is talking shit about you, take it as a compliment, because they're taking their time out of their day to talk about you and only you. And it's making them more miserable. So while you're out there living your life, we're out there living your life.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Thinking about you. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
Was okay. That five?
Yeah. That was five. Okay, now, a little mood change. We're going to grab our dice and we're going to roll for our song of the week. So we're
going to. Now y'all get two rolls and I get one?
No, it'll be like a reset. So, like, we're all going to roll. Whoever has the highest number, we have a second chance to beat it. Or if we tie, roll again. All right?
But I don't get the second chance.
No, this is a new one. You get so if you get the higher one, then no, you don't get a second chance, because we're trying to beat you.
Yeah.
But if you get a low roll, if you're the lowest one, you have one more chance to beat it or tie it. And then if you tie it, you go again, y'all two.
Wait, no. He only gets one, that's it.
Oh, okay, then yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you go. No, you went first last time. I went first last time. You go first now. Oh my gosh. Five.
Wow, that's a good one. Really good. Oh,
that's what she said.
Finally gonna get in the board.
Six.
Never mind.
All right, hero.
Tired of this fucking shit. See, this is what I was talking about.
Six.
Oh my god.
So do you want to try a tie before we roll?
No, yeah, go first. No, roll again. Yeah, to break your tie first.
Together.
Wait, we're talking about rolling die, right?
Yes.
One, two, three. One, four. So you have a chance to beat Heroes 4.
I don't have a song picked out.
Six.
Damn. Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and
forget
pick
that
your
last
song.
Question. I changed my mind.
The great accomplishment.
Yeah. Is rolling the board. This is it.
All right, bye, guy. No, I was kidding. Imagine.
Oh, my God. I got to pick a song for Songs of the Week.
And then just cut out.
All right. I had some picked out.
Okay.
But which out of these do I want to pick?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, back in part two of this episode. No.
Okay, I'll go with Always by Daniel Caesar. I've been bumping that a lot.
Hey, it's Caesar. I was going to go.
Am I supposed to describe it? We used to do
no. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.